Yes, they did, he said. He wondered how Zero knew that. Brand X was a popular brand of sneakers. Maybe Clyde Livingston made a commercial for them. Zero stared at him for a moment with the same intensity with which he had been staring at the letter. Stanley poked his finger through a hole in the vinyl couch and pulled out some of the stuffing. He wasn't aware of what he was doing. "Come on, caveman, dinner," said Armpit. "You coming, caveman?" said Squid. Stanley looked around to see that Armpit and Squid were talking to him. Sure, he said. He put the piece of stationery back in the box, then got up and followed the boys out to the tables. The Lump wasn't the caveman. He was. He shrugged his left shoulder. It was better than Barf Bag.
Stanley's got a nickname, the caveman. That shows that the other guys now consider Stanley part of the group. That must be a welcome change for Stanley. We know he usually gets picked on. Even though Stanley's fitting in, camp is still no picnic. But Stanley doesn't want his parents to know that, so he writes his mother a letter that is one big lie. Swimming tests? Water skiing? It's hard to get even a drink of water at this camp. Did you notice that Stanley told Zero about his letter? For some reason, Stanley seems to trust Zero. But how do you think Zero knew about Sweet Feet's sneakers? Let's read chapter 10, starting on page 48.